Now back to the Capitol.
Committee will come to order.
Joining us to share a diplomat's perspective on the impeachment proceedings so far is Stephen Pfeiffer. He was a U.S. ambassador to Ukraine from 1998 to 2000.
I served in the as a career foreign service officer for 27 years. I've never seen anything like this. Career foreign service officers, career diplomats, have a duty to carry out the policy of the president. That's what we sign on to, and that's part of our role, to provide the president with a professional diplomatic corps, whether he or she is a Republican or a Democrat. But I would argue that the president owes it to the Foreign Service, but more importantly, the president owes it to the American people to be asking them to carry out policies that are in the American interest, not, in this case, President Trump's personal political interest.
Did anything in Sondland's testimony kind of move the needle in your mind on whether a quid pro quo took place around the White House meeting in military aid?
In July, the focus was just on the White House meeting. It's important not to underestimate just how important that meeting was to the Ukrainians. You have President Zelensky, he's been in office just 2 months. Being able to sit down in the Oval Office with the American president is really important, both for his domestic credibility, but also to send a signal to Russians and to Vladimir Putin. So there was that, and it then goes back to the president's call on July 25. In that call, President Trump is not asking about the conflict with Russia. He's not trying to get better trade terms for American companies. He's not suggesting that the United States could sell more liquefied natural gas to Ukraine. Those would all be in the American interest. Instead, what he's talking about is this investigation into Burisma and the Bidens and an investigation into CrowdStrike, both of which are long discredited theories. And those are in the personal political interest of the president, not the U.S. government's.
Well, here's Sondland talking about that July 25th phone call between Trump and Zelensky. Let's hear that.
Everyone was in the loop. It was no secret. Everyone was informed via email on July 19th, days before the presidential call.
Everybody was in the loop. That is a refrain Sondland repeated several times. What do you make of that? Does the fact that everyone was allegedly in the loop make things better in your mind or worse?
I think what Ambassador Sondland is trying to do is saying that he was not acting as a rogue agent, that he was doing things on direction of the president and also with the knowledge of the leadership of both the National Security Council staff and also of the Secretary of the Department of State. I think it makes things look a bit worse because this story now involves many more senior officials as having been in on it than we knew was the case, say, yesterday.
So part of Republican counsel Steve Castor's line of questioning was that Trump's push to investigate the Ukrainian energy company Burisma was a legitimate stand-in for corruption concerns. Is there something to that? Do you find that credible?
Not really. If you're going to look at corruption concerns in Ukraine, there are a whole raft of issues. And it just seems to be peculiar in this sense that Rudy Giuliani and the president picked out Burisma. I mean, the only real reason there that would set that corrupt issue apart from other companies would be the involvement of Hunter Biden on its board.
So, Ambassador, you've worked in the Foreign Service most of your life. How stunning is what you heard today in terms of diplomacy?
I was in Kyiv about 2.5 weeks ago, and I can say the Ukrainians are nervous about this. They're asking, what does this mean in terms of American support for Ukraine at a time when they see the United States as their main geopolitical counterbalance to Russia? And when President Zelensky is getting ready for his first face-to-face meeting with President Putin, along with the leaders of France and Germany, in just a couple of weeks.
Stephen Pfeiffer is a former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. He's now a research fellow at Stanford Center for International Security and Cooperation. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.